Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Howarth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to second. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Goodson. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Jutsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutsa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howarth for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is hit by the pitch. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Barr moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddux. The throw from Jutsa and he is safe. Maddux steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goodson hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maddux moves to third. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0 for 1 in the game. Howarth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jutza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Barr hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goodson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to third. Goodson moves to second. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0 for 2 in the game. Howarth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Rader hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Barr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 2 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Batista pinch hits for Don Wilson. Rafael Batista is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batista is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rafael Batista now playing first base. Jim Crawford now pitching. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goodson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0 for 3 in the game. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howarth moves to second. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Jutza for a passed ball. Howarth moves to third. Rader moves to second. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Barr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0-for-3 in the game. Cittino hits a fly ball into left field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Cittino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maddux is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim Crawford. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rader strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.